Hello, I'm Glenn. I'm 16 years old, and I'm from the center of Brittany, and I'm studying in Pontivy. I'm in a private school, Saint Jean d'Arc, in a second class.
Tell me about this project of going to Nepal. How did you find out about it?
So my friend Paul, who is in my class in school, tell me he go to a humanitarian project in Nepal, and he asked me to go with him. And I go. It's very long, but it's very interesting for me.
Yes.
And it's a very good experience for a 16-year-old boy.
Where will you be staying and for how long?
I'm staying in the valley of Kathmandu, the capital city of Nepal, for 3 weeks.
And what will you be doing whilst you're there?
I'm going to renovate a school and look after children in in this school.
What ages are the children?
It's like a primary school, so
right.
10, 12.
And I understand you're taking lots of books with you.
Yes, a lot of English books. We have a lot now. If you want, you can give some books, but now we need some money for the extra luggage for paid.
Of course, because books do weigh quite a lot.
Yes, we have a 4 suitcase on 2 of books.
So you'll be taking just a toothbrush for yourself.
Yeah, it's good.
So when do you go?
I go from the 20th of July to the 10th of August.
So how are you feeling about this forthcoming adventure?
I'm very excited to start this project and go to Nepal for the first time. Some of my friends would to come with me next year if I start another humanitarian project.
Well, thank you very much, Glenn.
Okay.
I now have a question for Mama, who's sitting over there. So, Sylvie, proud mother of this very
proud,
inspirational...
Proud, a bit worried as
I'm
well.
I'm worried, of course,
yes,
because it's a long way to go.
It is, indeed.
But how do you feel about Glenn going on this trip?
Well, when he first talked about this trip to me, my first move was to say, no way. Well, in the first place, it's true, I was not surprised by the idea, because Glenn, as a small child, always has wanted to help children and help people. So I wasn't at all surprised by the idea. I was just surprised that it asked it when he was 15. I was expecting to ask him that when he would be like 20 or 25 years old. It came a bit early to me, I would say. My husband straight away said yes, because maybe as a man he was more eager to let him go away from the nest, and but in the first place I was just worried, as any mother would, I would imagine. Glenn is a very determined young chap. He didn't think, okay, it's going to be no, she'll never change her mind. He just said to himself, it's just not the right moment, let's come back again and ask us a bit later. But it took him about
older.
A month to make me change my mind, because in the first place, as I said, it's a very far away country, he's young, and also the fact that he is going with a friend, okay, it's secure because he won't be on his own, but then again, in the first place, I thought it was not his project. In a way, he had to prove to me that he wanted to do that, because it was also his project, not just Paul's, his friend's project. So after doing lots of things, he managed to convince me that it was also his project. He wants to go there to help children. He wants to live this experience and do a humanitarian trip. Since the moment he convinced me, I must say I've been his first fan, and I have helped him to prepare his things. But I always also told him, okay, I will help you, but I will not do everything for you. But on first thing, I will not pay for the trip for you. Because if you want to do this humanitarian trip, I feel that the first thing is that first you need to deserve it as well, and you need to kind of earn the money to do it. now I'm going to be very proud and impressed because he's been really, really good at finding sponsors, asking people, it was before Christmas, asking all the family not to give him present but to give him money, so he puts it aside to pay for the trip, and he's found lots of sponsors. They have virtually paid for the flight to Kathmandu, which is quite some money. We are planning already to do a kind of exhibition. And also I wanted to say thank you to all the Brits in the area who have already participated a lot, because we have gathered about 36 or even more kilos of books in English. And thanks to Facebook, we have met some Nepali students studying in Rennes, and we are in contact with them as well. And one of the suitcases, which will be full of books, will be straight away from the airport delivered to the school in Gomu. That's about 3 hours away from Kathmandu. We know it's going to be in a school where kids will really, really appreciate having those books, and they need them.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We'll catch up with you and Glenn when he returns.
With pleasure.